Men in garish red and gold costumes snake through throngs of people in downtown Wausau, opening the International Wisconsin Ginseng Festival with a traditional Chinese lion dance. People in Asia have used the medicinal root for thousands of years. Paul Sue has been growing it in central Wisconsin for four decades.
This is the first international event for ginseng, and we got people coming in from Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, China, all the Chinatowns in USA, and also Canada.
Paul's son, Will Sue, now vice president of the family business, said American ginseng is as different from Oriental varieties as yin and yang.
American ginseng is yin, or cooling. It's a tonic meant to alleviate stress and promote overall health. Asian ginseng, which is another species, is yang, or hot, stimulating, more like caffeine.
American ginseng is highly prized in Asia. 95% of the American crop is grown in central Wisconsin. It's a $20 million a year business.
It helps the circulation.
Vendors at the festival were hawking ginseng capsules, ginseng tea, ginseng lotion and lip balm, ginseng ice cream, and locally brewed ginseng beer.
Welcome to Wisconsin. If you are not from here, we are so delighted to have you here.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish helped organize the festival. One local politician, State Senator Jerry Petruski, is a former ginseng farmer.
I'm a believer. I take it every day.
Petruski is sponsoring a bill that would make ginseng the official Wisconsin herb.
Fairly well accepted that Wisconsin grows the best ginseng in the world.
The festival was the brainchild of Lisa Berry of the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Pretty much everybody here has some story, like my grandpa farmed ginseng or my grandma worked on a ginseng farm.
Berry got lots of people across Marathon County involved. There were ginseng exhibits at museums and bookstores. Restaurants had ginseng menus. Signs were printed in Mandarin.
And we're the first place in Wisconsin to have bilingual signage in English and Chinese.
Directing international visitors to the Fromm Brothers historic site, where a pioneering family first discovered how to cultivate wild ginseng, and to Wausau's Monk Botanical Gardens, where Nathan Bashinsky and other local chefs held ginseng cooking demonstrations.
Just some homemade chicken broth with some ginger, lemongrass, obviously ginseng, shallot, thyme, some garlic.
Naksum Bae came here with 15 people from Chicago, all speaking Korean.
Ginseng is very famous in my country. We really enjoyed the ginseng cooking and fresh ginseng and samples.
Buses took visitors to ginseng farms where they could dig their own roots under the canopies that provide shade for the notoriously hard-to-grow plants. Pat Chapinski came from Delafield.
And you're given a fork to dig it so that you don't break off all the fibrous material.
Zhang Lin Chia and his wife Nin Song Yang came all the way from Beijing, China, accompanied by their daughter-in-law, Lian Zhu of Green Bay.
This is their first time actually seeing how ginseng is grown, because we always see the final product, you know, the dried ginseng roots in grocery stores and medicine stores.
Others came from China for business. Qinghua Zhang is a developer and ginseng trader from Guangzhou in South China. He spoke through a translator.
He sells the American ginseng in China. Wisconsin ginseng is the best quality in the whole world, and that's the reason bring him to Wausau.
The central Wisconsin crop has seen its ups and downs because of price fluctuation and competition from Canada and China. But organizers here hope the ginseng business gets a boost from the weekend the world came to Wausau. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.